Welcome to what was Zero News. Now it's Tom Fury. Time for a little bit of a ramble. Doing what I do, you're either a worker or a mark. And by this, I refer very much to the entertainment part of what we do. And when you put yourself in front of a camera, that is exactly what you have chosen to do. And the way of fighting your cause that you've chosen to ride upon, and you have to play by its rules in order not to get thrown off, in order to just succeed. So, doing what you do, you're either a worker or a mark. That is a distinction that should be easy to acquire with your own eyes. Yet, in current climates, workers mark out for themselves, thinking themselves to be, let's say, popular, to be generous. Marks have tried to become workers with terrible, messy results. And me, I've always tried to be an honest worker, but I'm happy to work in the traditional way if it gets me what I want. And my wants are little in depth, but my appetite is insatiable. I think that's why I'm still here. I want to work on the people that deserve it, to protect the ones that don't. My instinct speaks of family and of filming, and I will do both. My instinct tells me that those that cannot find their tongues where I'm concerned probably have not released those tongues because they have become aware that I'm sentient, not just a blank stare that stares back at them over the screen. Not an empty shell as they'd imagined. And why did people imagine me to be so stupid or so empty of person? They cannot be held to blame, nor would I have them so. My intention from day one was to self-deprecate to the point where everyone just bought into a narrative they never knew I built. An insurance policy, if you will. It was obvious coming into this. There are a few ways to protect oneself from malice. But one way was to get ahead, to make people see you as the slowest cog in the wheel, the weakest and most likely to fumble. It may not seem honest, yet if I was wrong, then no one would have crashed into this prepared trap. Yet I find it like the pit in 300, people tumbling one after the other over the passing of time. Sad as to be this person that feels a monster at times, but truth be told, I knew, I always knew, if I ever smelled what others considered success, I would instantly become persona non grata. As what happens actually on the left, it's why they avoid power so often. They would lose support if the plebs that they spent money brainwashing were to ever see them in power. Some people will always mark out for their own gimmick, which is why they won't give up. It's why they keep attaching themselves to people in a positive or negative way. Some would speak of these people as energy vampires. I find the word cunts very distinctive. For my part, I've always known I was a worker, and that's why I got this side of the lens. But I decided not to work my audience so much as work and work my own personality into my videos. Today, I send a thought out to all those that I've spoken to in recent days, weeks, and hours. For all those who are in pain, mental or physical. Would that I could take your pain from you. Believe me, I would. I've always said I'm not in love with life, and there are people that would spend it better than me. I would offer what I have to give to the people I care about, and that's getting to be a larger group of people per day. Safe passage through the current labyrinth that is our lives. Or lack of them. As I said, it's close as being like me. It's as close as a person like me to saying a prayer you're ever gonna get. But a piece of honest, a bit honesty, a bit of love, a bit of real. I think these things match any prayer. But if you do understand, if you're in the industry, you understand what I mean by worker or mark. Don't mark out for your own gimmick. But it's the biggest mistake people ever make in our movement. Marking out for themselves, considering themselves to be more important than they are. Now, I could be doing that now, and what a prick I would be making of myself, because I'm a nobody. Nobody's a nobody. Everybody's a nobody. Everybody's a no. You know, everybody's a someone, or everybody's a nobody. But who you hang around with, or who you are seen with, is not a. It may be a reflection of the work that you've managed to accomplish, but it's not a reflection of actually of anything. But people good and bad will read so much into both. People should be judged on individual merit or lack of. Tom Fury. What are you doing for the movement then? What do you ever do? I remember those kinds of questions coming at me, and it never occurred to me at the time that I was getting up off my ass and turning up at places and with a camera and trying to do my best. Those questions bothered me. Because I felt at the time there was truth to them. What was I doing other than aiming the camera and what people saw as me making money? Although to this day, I can have it vouched for me that all monies taken at the time were actually put into equipment, getting places, you know, all things they should be when you say that's what you're going to use it for. And I always did. And, you know, we didn't have a chance to be greedy with Zero News because we needed that money to get to the places we needed to get to, you know? Expensive old business being everywhere. But you know, I still have this question, you know, that ended up buzzing around my mind. What do you do for the movement then? What is it you do? And you'd have people on YouTube claiming that they've done this and they've done that. And one thing I have realised is that everybody claims to be working with Tommy or have worked with Tommy. And half the time they just mean they're better selfie. But, you know, whatever. You know, I try not to embarrass them. And, you know, and if only half the people in the world knew what that meant, they mightn't be so quick to rush because a lot of people aren't built for the type of things that you've got to do on the field, you know, it's not for some people, just the same as anything else, you know. Some people are prepared to be uncomfortable around other people, some people are prepared to make other people uncomfortable in order to get to the truth, some people are not. Some people don't like confrontation, and unfortunately, to get the truth, sometimes you need confrontation. Well, these people that think they want something, they don't realise, you know, that's the sort of thing that it takes. And, you know, I've come into this movement very naive and, you know, Zero News was a brand I was trying to create in a way of helping people with the demos and stuff like that. But I look at the demos and I think, well, they're good recruiting tools, you know, if you could, I say recruiting, you know what I mean? The good ways of opening people's eyes, but beyond that, and do me good. I've seen it over my, you know, my 3.5 years, which is not loads of time, but it's long enough to see that nothing works. Not really. And now I have to laugh when people say, you know, what do you do? What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? And it's like, what do you even know? What do you even know about what I've done? What do you even fucking know about what I've done? What have I done? Have I done loads? Have I done as much as Tommy? No. Have I done as much as a lot of people that have been around a lot longer than me? No. No. That's going to take time. And even then, there's some people that I'll never match for what they've managed to do. I'm not stupid. What I can do is throw everything that I've got, including the kitchen sink, at it and give it my absolute best. And trust me when I say I'm in the perfect position to do that. And sorry about that, I'm already well on my way to helping the people that really can make a difference, make a difference. And I use every skill that I have to do that when it's needed. But I'm just one person. I'm not, I'm a jack of some talents, but I'm certainly not talented in every aspect. There's certain things I lack, which is why you have teams that do things, because, yeah, strengths and weaknesses, right? But I know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I'm doing my bit. No matter how small it may be, I know that I'm doing my bit for the right people, and that I pour my heart into it when the time comes, and that somehow, despite the fact that I find things difficult to get to and everything else, I've managed to have a 100% attendance ratio. And it's because you care about something more than you care about yourself. And I think that's half the truth of it. You drag yourself in any state if you can, if you're able. And yeah, what am I doing for the movement? What am I doing for the cause? Probably a lot more than a lot of these people that ask the stupid question, and that's why they ask it. Guilt, probably. But I know that I'm doing the almost maximum I could do. And any reason I say almost maximum is, at the moment, I've got certain things on my personal time that are taken away. Otherwise, I'd also be creating certain other videos to add to what else I'm doing. But, in the very near future, there's going to be things happening. And I'm going to know, in some tiny little way, I help facilitate it. And I help facilitate, the things that hopefully will be to come. And, again, tiny, tiny, tiny cog in a wheel, in a bunch of cogs, but it doesn't matter. You fit somewhere. You know that this is where you fit, what you're supposed to do, because it all feels so natural. It all feels so normal. And it shouldn't. You're doing stuff that maybe you haven't done before. And yet, you're confident in your camera, you're confident in yourself, and you're confident in your belief in your cause. You don't doubt it. And if you doubt it, you'll see people, that's when you see people not really having the conviction to follow things through. But when you truly, truly believe in what you're doing, and when you've truly got people around you believe in, then you don't doubt them to the point where you don't have to look behind you to worry about where they are. You know that if they're behind you, they've got your back. And that allows you to just march forward and address the problems. Address all the problems. One of the biggest problems we've had in this movement is having to watch your back. But when you're with people who are watching your back, it frees you up to go and tackle the problems that everybody says they're so bothered about. And that's what we need to do, is we need to, people need to stop just stirring the pot for the sake of stirring the pot, and, watch this fucking space, see what happens. Everybody moans about certain people and the timing it takes them to do things. Well, that's what happens when people are getting silenced, and they're getting silenced all the time. Makes it harder to speak, makes it harder to find a platform that will even be brave enough to put your stuff out on. It makes everything so much more difficult. But one way or another, if you've got a camera and you've got people willing to help, you'll find a way to get it on screen. And that is exactly how I see the future being. And we will, one way or the other, we'll expose every fucker in this country for their hypocrisy and for their tyranny. And what people do about that, that's up to them. But Yeah. What do I do for the movement? Every single thing that I can, everything that's within my power. When I wake up in the morning, I try and see what it is that I can do. And if I can do it, I'm there doing it. That's what I do. And that's going to have to be a good enough answer for anybody, because if I'm giving it everything I've got, what more can I give? And the people that ask me that question, which are very few and far between, but those people, I wonder if they could say the same. We all give what we can. But we're all people, we've all got lives, we're not funded like the left. It's very different. I'm amazed we do as well as we do. But it just shows you the dedication of people who... The dedication of people who believe in something is always going to be stronger than those that just get paid to believe in something. Opinions, this is not equal to that which is freely given.